This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Mark Beckman, Cheryl Beckman, William Angel, Sherry Angel, Mark Edgecombe, Mike Edgecombe, Gary Garner, Kathy Gardner, Tom Rutledge, Tara Rutledge, Jerry Mayer, Brenda Mayer, Mark Haupt, Pamela Haupt, Jeffrey Allen Porter, and Jody Porter, plaintiffs, counterclaim defendants, appellants, versus Joy Phillips and Daniel Joseph Gardner, defendants, counterclaimants, respondents, decided December 31st, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division Mark Beckman, Cheryl Beckman, William Angel, Sherry Angel, Mark Edgecombe, Mike Edgecombe, Gary Gardner, Kathy Gardner, Tom Rutledge, Tara Rutledge, Jerry Mayer, Brenda Mayer, Mark Haupt, Pamela Haupt, Jeffrey Allen Porter, and Jody Porter. Plaintiffs, counterclaim. Defendants, appellants. No, SD38278V. Filed December 31, 2024. Joy Phillips and Daniel Joseph Gardner. Defendants, counterclaimants. Respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Barry County. Honorable Johnny E. Cox, judge affirmed appellants, all property owners in a real estate development for which there is no recorded plat, sought to enjoin other property owners, respondents, from doing with their property what other property owners had done with theirs. Appellants challenge respondents' standing to bring a counterclaim, the ruling in favor of respondents on appellant's petition, and two, the ruling allowing the testimony of certain witnesses who were disclosed shortly before trial and called by respondents. We affirm. Background Turkey Point is a 9-property residential development on Table Rock Lake. It takes its name from an unrecorded survey commissioned by the developers in 1978. Turkey Point's developers sold tracts via deeds containing meets and bounds descriptions, not lot numbers. The developers' deeds to purchasers came with building requirements and restrictions, including, but not limited to, residential use. The restrictions do not preclude boat docks, parking vehicles on the property, or use of the property by non-owners. The restrictions are to run with the land and attach to and run with each and every of the said lots. But the restrictions do not define lots or any land to which they attach, other than the individual parcel conveyed by each deed. Turkey Point appears nowhere in the deed or restrictions, and there is no recorded subdivision plat to which the term lots could refer. Turkey Point has an unincorporated homeowners association that is not referenced in the deed restrictions. Turkey Point properties are accessed via Cherry Lane, a gravel road that ends in a cul-de-sac. In 1978, the developers dedicated ownership of Cherry Lane to Barry County. The recorded quitclaim deed defines the lane as a road for public use, followed by a meets and bounds description. The dedication of Cherry Lane was not formally accepted by the county, but it is used often by the general public. One of the benefits of property ownership in Turkey Point is access to Table Rock Lake. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Corps, allows a household to own a maximum of 2 boat slips on Table Rock Lake. These slips can be in a private dock or community dock. A private dock 3 has 1 or 2 slips. Community docks range from 2 to 20 slips. To obtain a community dock permit, the Corps requires, among other things, a recorded dedicated easement for access and parking on private property close to the dock site. 110E X20 DAWS parking space is required for every 3 slips, with adequate room for ingress and egress access to these parking spaces. Turkey Point has had 2 permitted community docks attached to the shoreline. The Turkey Point Boat Dock is a 12-slip dock permitted by the Corps since 1995. Half of the slips in that dock are owned by Turkey Point property owners and the other half are owned by others. The other community dock is the Haupt Dock, with 3 slips owned by the Haupt appellants and their relatives. This formerly private dock was converted to a community dock in 2021, with the Haupts dedicating a parking easement on their property to obtain the community dock permit. To access these docks from the nearest paved road, resident and non-resident slip owners drive vehicles, golf carts, and utility task vehicles on Cherry Lane, then continue to the community boat docks across a 4-foot-wide dedicated ingress-egress easement running through part of respondent's property. After acquiring 2 Turkey Point properties in 2020, respondents applied to the Corps and received a construction permit for a community boat dock on the shoreline adjacent to their land. They made arrangements to have a 20-slip dock constructed and delivered. Respondents recorded a perpetual parking and ingress-egress easement to all dock slip owners and future dock slip owners. The land subject to the parking easement is adjacent to